This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. I'm your host, Jim Z. Thanks for tuning in. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Doc Dogs this week for you. Let me start by reminding you that there is a Dueling Dogs event coming up at the Canine Fun Zone in Caledonia, Ontario, Canada, September 9th, 10th, and 11th. If you're a fan of the Dueling Dogs, you definitely do not want to miss this Doc Dog Sanctioned facility, who's also holding a Dueling Dogs event. I hear it is the bomb. It is awesome. I've seen some pictures, and it looks like a beautiful dock and pool, beautiful layout, and some great Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs competitors are going to be there with the show. So don't forget about that. Caledonia, Ontario, Dueling Dogs, September 9th, 10th, and 11th. As far as the world of Doc Dogs events goes for this weekend, well, already running, it's the Lorain County Fair in Wellington, Ohio. I'll be there, not today, but I will be there, and I'm hoping to see you there too. Great time if you're one of those that are looking for some additional practice and things. Well, being as this is a Wednesday recorded episode, Thursday during the day is probably going to be your best opportunity when there's the least amount of people waiting in line to do some practice. And probably Friday during the day, too, will be better. And the weekend is going to fill up with a lot of other teams coming into town and giving it their shots at Doc Dogs, including some big jumping dogs I hear are making the trip up from far away. So check it out, the Lorain County Fair. It's already started, and it runs through August 28th. Doc Dogs is also at the Dutchess County Fair, and that event is also already started yesterday, and it runs through August 28th. That's in Rhinebeck, New York, a longtime Doc Dogs event, and always a fun time and good time. A lot of the Keystone folks I know are going to be out that way, and people from New York and all that general area. A lot of teams coming in from that as well. Also, the Shields Hunting Expo is in Rochester, Minnesota, August 26th and 27th, another Shields event. And when my wife and I were out at the Shields event in North Dakota a few weeks ago, we had a wonderful time, and the Shields staff could not have been more polite. And I hear that goes across all those stores and the events and the setups, exciting times there. There's also the Shields Hunting Expo in Eclair, Wisconsin, August 26th through the 28th. That was a three-day event, so you can check that out if you're in the Wisconsin area. Another Shields Hunting Expo event is in Sioux City, Iowa, and that is August 26th and 27th, so you want to check that one out too. Lots of Doc Dogs events at Shields going on this weekend. But we're not done. If you're a fan of the Doc Dogs affiliate clubs, the Dixie Doc Dogs Club is putting on the Rutgers Pet and Wild Bird, Rutgers Falling for Dogs Expo. I was just reading the venue thing here. That is in Sewanee, Georgia, and that's a great club down there. The Groves and everybody part of that club just doing a fantastic thing with the Doc Doggers down that way. Also going on, another club affiliate event is the Chesapeake Doc Dogs Club, another great club. They're all great clubs. All you affiliate clubs rock. This is the Pond Fest at Maggie Malik Wine Caves, and that event takes place in Purcellville, Virginia, and that is running August 27th and 28th, a two-day event there. Looking for more Shields Hunting Expo? How about Lincoln, Nebraska? That one is running August 27th and 28th on Pine Lake Road. So you want to check that out as well. Lots of Doc Dogs events going on this weekend. And again, the Dueling Dogs events still coming up. You want to get pre-registered for all that you can and just have a good time. I have some wonderful interviews here, a couple of them that I think you're going to enjoy. Well, we talked with someone from the bottom of the earth. I don't know if that's right or not. The wrong side of the equator? Maybe it's the right side to them. They're upside down. She's upside down. She's Trudy from Doc Dogs Australia. And we're going to have a conversation with her, as well as we're going to be talking with our friend Jesse Dalton from the Upbeat Canine and the announcement that just came out today about the Upbeat Canine and Doc Dogs partnering up. I think that's a great partnership. The Upbeat Canine has exploded recently, and they're adding more trainers and facilities and locations all over the United States and Canada. So a couple of great interviews we'll get to, but first, these commercial messages.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Mind if we pay your vet bills?
Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zoox offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zoox to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm here with Trudy Vandewint, who has come from Doc Dogs Australia.
Trudy,
right? That's awesome. All the way from Australia. You're here in Wellington, Ohio.
Can you believe it?
Well, how did that happen?
We're expanding Doc Dogs Australia. So Grant invited me over to learn the new computer systems over here.
Wonderful.
So I'm over here training for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Seen lots of events. I've been up to Canada for the Rideau River.
I got it. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Hey, Trudy, it took me a couple of years. Don't worry. I got it. But those Canadians are crazy up there.
They are crazy. And we had such a great time.
That's awesome.
I tried everything Canadian.
And, that's cool.
So that was really, really good. And then I've been down to Ohio training in the office and then down to Kentucky last weekend.
Right. You were at Tin Wolf Inn.
That's right.
Yeah. The event down there. That's awesome. The sanctuary facility. That's a cool place, ain't it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful. Yeah. Yep. So Trudy, tell me, so is there any difference you see here in Doc Dogs USA versus Doc Dogs Australia?
Not really, just the computer system is what, well, that's why I'm here learning.
Right.
But apart from your dogs barking in American and and your ramps being on the wrong side of the dock.
They're upside down.
But apart from that, no, everything's the same. So we try and keep it uniform because it is a company. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, no, and that's great, and that's the way it should be. So that's wonderful. So you're up in Canada, you're here in Wellington, Ohio, at the Lorain County Fair, and then you're heading down south to Georgia to see some of our southern Doc Doggers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
I've got to learn at the Kentucky one. Actually, it was kind of fun learning hillbilly talk, but which I'm taking back one of the sayings back to Australia, the good old crazy, we just leave that out on the porch. I love it.
Well, when you get down to Georgia, I think you're going to Rutgers, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so when you get down there, so apparently down there, y'all's a word, like an actual word in the English dictionary.
Okay.
Up north here, not so much, but you know, I love my southern friends, so so I respect it, and I get it, and I use it. But they'll tell you down there, that is a word, y'all.
Y'all. So okay, I'll practice it.
Yep, you're going to have to get used to that. And because you're going down to Georgia, so everything's Coke, not soda, not pop, it's just Coke.
Well, that's good.
So you know that as well. And oh my gosh, you're going to see so many cool people down there. There are such cool dogs.
Yeah.
Doc Dogs members, the Dixie Doc Dogs Club's down there. I don't know if you can get some people out of the Suncoast Doc Dogs maybe coming up, maybe some people coming down from... Carolina even, or the low country or something like that. I mean, maybe even out of Tennessee, out of Smoky Mountain. So it should be very cool. So when are you heading back, Trudy?
Oh, I head back in about a week or so.
Okay,
back to Oz.
Yeah. All right, so time's limited here.
You're
trying to take in all that you can. And hopefully you're seeing some more than highways and parking lots and dogs jumping in fairs, but... But we hope you're enjoying your trip here, and it's so cool to have you here. And then we're going to do an interview. Hopefully, we're going to try and set this up in the future. But we have a team coming for Worlds from Australia, I heard today.
That's true.
That is awesome.
Belinda McAlpine with her duck tolling retriever.
Woo!
Called Zonji.
Oh, so awesome. All right, tollers, look out. There's a dog from down under coming your way to take you on at Worlds. That's going to be awesome.
I just wanted to say also, as down at Kentucky, I was privileged to watch some of those high-flying dogs, not only in big air. There was dogs jumping over 27 feet.
That's
which
awesome.
We don't really see that in Australia. We've got one jumping dog but nothing like what you've got here. And the other one was the extreme vertical, and the dogs just fly. I think the biggest dog was well over 7 feet, 7'10", I think it was, which I've never seen that before.
Oh,
so that was really
cool.
Quite exciting.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
That is
great.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Trudy. I hope you have fun on the rest of your travels. Safe travels. And tell everyone in Australia here that, you know, we're waiting for them to come to Worlds. And good luck as your season starts ramping up in Australia. We're all happy here as cousins in Doc Dog's World to welcome them and say good luck this year and have a lot of fun.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim. Thank you.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm speaking with Jesse Dalton. And Jesse, you know Jesse from Doc Dogs. We've seen Jesse all over, but you probably know Jesse lately mostly from the Upbeat Canine. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Hey, Jim. Glad to talk to you again.
It's always great to talk with you. And a new release today on Doc Dog's website and everything like that about the Upbeat Canine and Doc Dog's working together. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting for us. I'm really pumped to have the opportunity to partner up with Doc Dogs. And, you know, we've been doing some demos and seminars type stuff here and there. It's great to make it official, and you know, we're growing our Upbeat Canine business, starting to branch out, having locations, you know, all across the country. It's kind of cool to have a partnership with Doc Dogs. You know, enables different locations to get their name out there through Doc Dogs events, and you know, something that's, you know, really, really kind of dear to my heart, doing Doc Dogs with my dogs. So it's been a really great transition for us.
Yeah, that is so cool. And, you know, what kind of training, are there different, do you have different programs broken down, different specifics, or do people just come to you with, you know, other than basic obedience, you know, special problems? Do you do just Doc Dogs training stuff maybe, or is that coming in the future? You have to break down your procedures and your different plans and everything like that.
Yeah, so basically, we're set up right now, a lot of our training obviously is the obedience and pet training. But I also do dock diving training. And, you know, for the locations that are interested in doing that, I want them to be able to do that. And obviously being partnered with Doc Dogs enables them to be out at these Doc Dogs events and market for that. But a lot of our stuff, like I said, is, you know, pet dogs. And then it's a nice transition when we have the, you know, the pet owners that see the Doc Dog, they want to get into it. And we're able to help them with that too. So it's something that we've been doing, and it's great now to kind of make it official and have other people be able to join us to do the same thing.
Well, it's really cool, and I see you guys a lot on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and dogs that you've got for, I don't know, the day, or maybe you've got them for the whole week or whatever, but pictures of them, you know, you're taking them into stores, you're working on socialization, you're not only that, but also at the same time training, obedience, and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. I would think as a pet owner, I know I personally would love that if I'm at work and I check during the day and I see, oh, look, Jesse's got my dog Fido over at the Lowe's store, and look at my dog sitting on the cart like that, perfect, like a perfect dog, you know, obedient and everything like that. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's why we do it. It's for the owners so they can kind of see their dogs in action, and, you know, they like showing their friends and all that kind of stuff. We put videos up of their dogs in action, too. We got a YouTube page. We just relaunched our Ask the Trainer series on YouTube where we let, you know, people either send us an email, Facebook message, or whatever with some of their questions. If it's just, you know, it could be a Doc Dog's question, an obedience question, problems, a trick, whatever. We put it out there in the Ask the Trainer series. So we try to, you know, get the content out there for people to enjoy with their dogs and to hopefully learn some stuff that helps them, you know, even if their dogs aren't in training with us.
Well, that's cool. That's awesome. So, how much, you know, well, I know you have a lot of experience too, and with the expansions, the Upbeat Canine in Florida, and the other expansions and all that, you know, what are your trainers average? How long have you been doing this on average, would you say?
So for me, I'm going on my 10th year working with dogs. And right now we brought on a facility in Vermont that's going to start working with us. And I've known Nathan for a long time. He's a really great trainer. I think he's up to like 15 years training dogs.
Wow.
And down in Florida, yeah, I know those guys have been, you know, training dogs for a long time too. So we kind of have a blend of things. Even with people that are new to dog training, we're setting up a really great curriculum for our train the trainer school as part of opening up an Upbeat Canine, so that way we kind of know where everybody's coming from and what they have for training. And the curriculum is pretty exciting for me. It's a lot of really great stuff. Has the opportunity to kind of evolve as dog training does anyway. It's really balanced out, and I think a lot of people are going to like it, and you know, it's going to produce some really confident, talented trainers that come out of the school.
Okay, very cool. Awesome. So you're continuing the expansion, obviously, and you're looking for additional training people or people with experience, people that you get on the Upbeat Canine program and stuff like that, I guess, throughout the country. Are you worldwide yet? Are you going up into Canada or anything?
Yeah, the plan is to go into Canada and then, you know, from there. I mean, well, to be honest with you, the more I can grow it and kind of expand our training system, for me, I want to be able to have this system that we're coming up with in training and the way we train dogs available to all pet owners. So, you know, they get really good quality training and have it available everywhere. So, you know, we're open to wherever people are, but the opportunities are there, you know, to expand, and anybody that wants to open up an Upbeat location is available. Like I said, even if they don't have to have been training for years to open one, they could be relatively new to owning their own training business, and you know, we want to provide as much support and schooling and training and summits, all that kind of stuff for these guys, so that way they're confident that they can train dogs, and we're confident in sending somebody to any Upbeat Canine location and knowing that they're going to get the same quality.
Right. Consistency across the board. I hear you there, and that makes the most sense, obviously. Is there anything specific, Jesse, that you've done over the years, or one of the things that you really concentrate, or you think you're really good at as far as an aspect of training? Is it just basic obedience? Or I know I've seen you do the, I don't know what you call it, because I'm not that into it, working with the police or security dogs, and stuff too. And I know obviously dock diving, you're successful at that. Is there anything that you particularly take a shine on that you really like to do or is a great challenge for you?
Yeah, you know, we get, as far as challenges goes, I mean, we do get a lot of aggressive dogs. I do a lot of work with the Malinois Rescue, for some of their dogs that come in with aggression, and, you know, even some of our clients that have aggression, if they haven't been able to get success other places, we work with them. But we try to cover all kinds of different things. We've been doing a lot of modeling with our dogs for different ads and commercials and stuff like that, which is really fun. I really enjoy doing that. It's cool to see, you know, they come up with these different ideas for commercials or photo shoots and teaching different dogs how to do it. Just our dogs, but some of our client dogs.
Yeah, that is cool. Well, your dog too, Tahoe, I've seen him a number of places, which is really cool. So congratulations with that. He's becoming worldwide famous.
Yeah, you know, we just did a photo shoot with our, we rescued a dog at Worlds last year, and we named him Epic, a little Jack Russell Terrier mix, and you got to meet him at Regionals.
Yeah.
And he's a cool dog, and we just did a photo shoot with him last week for a women's fashion line, and then we got another call for him to do some commercials. So, you know, it's kind of cool that we were lucky to find him, you know, get him in November, and then get him to the point where he's out there doing this kind of stuff, which he really seems to like.
Yeah, Epic is cool. I like him. He's adorable. He's so neat. And you rescued him. That's cool too. And it's someone, once again, as I always say, someone didn't want that dog. That drives me crazy. How did you not want that dog? Yep. Oh, well.
In Phoenix, and somebody out in Arizona grabbed him up, and then he went down to Tennessee, and that's were able to get them from Tennessee up to Dubuque.
Well, that's cool. Very, very great story there. So I'll throw this one at you. I'm at a fair this week at the Lorain County Fair. We're out there playing with our dogs this week, and it's still going on. And there are those, and this is not a knock at anybody, but let's face it, anybody who's experiencing Doc Dogs, especially events like this or any Doc Dogs event, there's always seems like occasionally there's that one person or family that comes up basically and says, make my dog a Doc Dog. Can you do that, Jesse? Can you make my dog a Doc Dog?
Well, you know what? We definitely have some techniques that we do, as you know, I'm sure a lot of people in the Doc Dogs world do. And when we go out, we do some of these demos and seminars, and even some of these regular events, because we get that up here too. But we definitely help out, you know, the dogs that are there. And kind of the cool part about this partnership is, you know, because we're able to partner up with Doc Dogs, Yuppie Canine in these different locations as they pop up. If there's a Doc Dogs event there, they had access to be kind of set up there and helping these people, you know, and getting the dogs in the water, and, you know, and that's also part of it. Is, you know, if you really want to start training some Doc Dog stuff and you're an upbeat canine trainer, some of the techniques that we've worked with that work, and you know, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, it's Doc Dogs. We all know, you know, there's some dogs that won't do it, but we still get to work with them the best we can and see what happens.
That's awesome. That's cool. And you know, again, at the fair, just, you know, seeing the things, you see a lot of new dogs, and you try to help a lot of new families, and a lot of the Doc Dogs folks know a lot of the routine and how to get them involved. And it's so fun because, I mean, I think I've helped a couple, and I know you've helped plenty of people, and that's, next thing you know, they're good friends of yours. You've seen them at events and all that. But are there, would you say there's any prerequisite before you show up at a Doc Dogs event? Are there any prerequisites that the dog should know in general?
You know, it's one of those things. It's funny because we do a lot of obedience training as a company and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that I kind of stress to people, and this actually happened, we were at the NRA show in Pennsylvania, and you know, there is a girl and her mom there with their yellow lab, and you know, and they've been jumping before, and I kind of had people throw some of the obedience stuff out the window in the beginning just to get the dog in the water. And then we start adding in the obedience to get some distance. And, you know, and so we did that, and the dog wasn't jumping at first, finally jumping. And then we start, okay, now let's work on a sit stay. Let's work on, you know, tracking the toy, all that kind of great stuff. And, you know, some dogs are able to do that all in one of them. Some dogs, it takes a little bit longer.
Right.
You know, now those guys, I see those guys on Facebook all the time competing all over the place. And it was, you know, sometimes if you get too crazy on the obedience end of things, the dogs don't always want to jump. Then you make it about fun, then we can put rules there later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And as it should be about fun at the Doc Dogs event. So, no, that's cool. That's great. Well, Jesse, I really appreciate your time. It's great to talk with you. I'm probably as excited as you. I'm sure you're super excited all about this upbeat canine Doc Dogs getting together and your expansion that is growing quickly. And the success you've had so far is just tremendous. Congratulations on all of that. How can people reach the Upbeat Canine?
So our website is theupbeatcanine.com, and it's the letter K, number 9. So we have Facebook, the Upbeat Canine. You know, they can always send me a private message, or my email is just jesse@theupbeatcanine. You know, all of our stuff, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, website, it's all just the Upbeat Canine. Luckily, we're able to get everything nice and easy for people if they need to get a hold of us. But yeah, you know, anybody can give me a call or send me a private message if they want to talk more about it. Always available for anybody.
Awesome. That is great. Well, thanks and good luck, Jesse. And I look forward to seeing you personally at whatever event that might be next. It might be a while, but I'll be looking forward to that and talking with you some more. So appreciate it.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Cool, very interesting info. I hope you enjoyed those interviews from both Trudy and Jesse, and I'd like to take the time to thank them both for taking their time to talk with us here on Radio Doc Dogs. I hope you enjoyed that. Hey, whatever you're doing this weekend, I hope that you have a great time. You be safe. Your dogs are going to have a lot of fun, and they're going to sleep good at night, and you hopefully will too. And of course, be safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Dog Dogs.